Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program on this Sunday morning, August 26, 2012. The time is 8:15 a.m. We're looking at a very short article entitled, Here Comes the Backlash to the Aiken Backlash. Here comes the backlash to the Aiken backlash. You will recall that Aiken is a potential senator from the state of Missouri running as a Republican. He's presently serving as a representative from the state and desires to be one of the two senators. Republican leaders have universally condemned Todd Aiken, but conservative ground troops aren't so unified. Okay, this is coming to us from AtlanticWire.com, Atlantic Wire, theAtlanticWire.com, and our author is Reeve. The backlash to the Aiken backlash has two arguments. One, that he's apologized and must be forgiven, and that two, his fake science wasn't so bad. Aiken got in trouble for saying a, quote, legitimate rape, end quote. The woman's body rejects rapist sperm so that she won't get pregnant. Mike Huckabee emailed a furious defense of Aiken Thursday saying the Republican Party has betrayed a man who owned up to his mistake. He warned that a quiet army would not appreciate seeing one of their own fed to the liberal wolves. Other evangelical leaders agreed. The threatening tone was picked up by other conservatives Friday. At WorldNet Daily, Diane West says that Aiken recanted his perplexingly ignorant views, so the Republican Party should quit ostracizing him or else. Prediction. If the GOP establishment doesn't follow Republican Representative Todd Aiken's example with a big fat apology to Aiken, the whole party goes down in flames come November, West writes, next to a stock image of the fire. Amusingly, the Google ad that pops up above the article is Join Claire McCaskill promoted tweets on Twitter, hashtag Legitimate Rape 2. At Hoosier Access, Todd Tibbs says, let's not go overboard on the Aiken controversy. Tibbs wanted Aiken to step down, but some of the hysterical freaking out about Aiken's comments, for which he apologized, by the way, has gotten silly. Tibbs continues, if he does not drop out by the decision deadline in September, he will be the Republican candidate in November, and Republicans should support him. The idea of a third-party candidacy floated by Sarah Palin on Fox News this week would certainly hand McCaskill the seat. Republican groups and party establishment yank support from Aiken in an effort to convince him to drop out. But if he does not drop out, some of that support should be restored, he says. Aiken's strategist thinks Republicans will heed this advice. Rex Alas of the Ohio-based firm that cut Aiken's apology told Wall Street Journal's Ben David that GOP money will flow to Aiken eventually. Last I checked in politics, when there is a successful band, no one is unwilling to get in front of it and say they were leading it all the way. Mr. Elsass said nothing cures broken relationships like victory. Alas told top Republicans didn't want Mitt Romney to talk about social conservatism. A Missouri Republican insider seemed to confirm this view when he or she anonymously told the Columbian Tribune's Rudy Keller, I personally and a lot of people like me want to punish Todd Aiken. This is about getting you freaking people out of our party. Well, this is in fact an accurate representation of the problem. The Republican Party is just as split as the Democratic Party, with conservative Republicans and moderate Republicans. And the conservative Republicans have a much more biblically aligned worldview than the moderate Republicans. And the moderate Republicans view people like Todd Aiken as freaking people, whatever that means. Now, going back to the article. On another level, in defense of Aiken's fake science, Connie McCaskill, head of the Family Research Council's Political Action Committee, told NPR Friday that doctors had defended Aiken's idea that rape can't cause pregnancy. Update. For clarification, McCaskey said she'd gotten calls from doctors saying that, but wanted to focus on backing Aiken for his pro-life voting record. The National Review's Mona Sharon said Thursday that while Aiken's science is fake, you can totally see how it's believable. It's such an outlandish idea. I looked it up, and it appears that there is no evidence that pregnancies are less likely in the case of rape, but it didn't seem out of the realm of possibility to me, Sharon writes. She points out that doctors told her to relax when she had infertility problems. Also, the body does weird things. The breast milk of mothers who gives birth to preemies is chemically different from the breast milk from the milk produced for full-term infants, for example, and testosterone levels spike when men win sports, so Aiken isn't totally dumb. And the lesser of two evils, Aikens is guilty of having his facts wrong. Many of his critics are guilty of worse. All right, what should we make of this 6 minutes article in an attempt to talk about the backlash to the Aiken comment? Well, first of all, let me say that I was criticized initially because I didn't criticize Aiken for his stupid comment. And if he's going to be a senator, he needs to be more careful with his words. Well, let me say this. My thought was, instead of Republicans from Washington, D.C. pushing Aiken to quit, and then another who knows who steps up to fill the Republican potential seat, why don't we allow the process to take its course, its reasonable course of action, and why don't we let the Missouri voters decide whether Todd Aikens is in fact too stupid to be a senator, or do the Missouri voters respect an apology, and are they willing to give this man a chance to be his senator? I mean, he's not the senator from the United States. He's the senator from Missouri. So the people of Missouri need to make the decision whether they want Todd Aiken to be their senator. Now, number two. Let's talk about this getting pregnant from a rape or not. From a biblical worldview, here's the simple reality. The simple reality. Life comes from God. God is the source of life. God is the source of life. So even in the most horrendous act of sin against a woman, the act of rape, If she gets pregnant, it is the will of the Lord. Now, I know that that is a difficult concept to grab a hold of, the idea that the sin of rape could result in life and that this could be the will of the Lord. But the reality is, life in the womb is a product from God. It is a gift from God. And so if a woman gets pregnant from a rape, she must understand from a biblical perspective, this is the will of the Lord. This is the will of the Lord. For whatever reason, this is the will of the Lord. And it is never the will of the Lord to take life just for the sake of taking life. Just for the sake of taking life. It's never the will of the Lord. It could be the will of the Lord if medical doctors see fit because of the life-threatening pregnancy to take action to save the mother's life. But it is never the will of the Lord to kill a baby in the womb because the mother doesn't want to have a child. That's never the will of the Lord. That's never the will of the Lord. So even in the most difficult pregnancy, one resulting from a rape, the mother must consider that this baby in my womb is a gift from God. He or she is a gift from God. And then this mother must seek the Lord's will concerning raising the child herself, or giving the child up for adoption. Post your comments directly to this recording using the add comment button. Thanks for listening. Pastor Sean Harris getting ready to go into our morning worship service. Join us on our live webcast any Sunday, 8:30, 10:45, or 6 p.m. Look at our other sermons and other recordings that are uploaded at BereanBaptistChurch.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.